one we know too well. My life's been going well. Like my heart breaks, like my soul aches, and my world comes tumbling down. God, I miss her. Just wanna kiss her. Be the one. Was when it started. Head over heels is how I felt. But it would hardly slowly till it cheat on my knees. No more to tell. Like my heart breaks, like my soul aches, like my world. The one she never lets down.
Downstairs, they want to hear that song. Asheville Turnaround. All right. Okay. You asked for it. Now, let's see here.
I remember you.
There, I remember you, too. That I remember you, that's a little tricky now. I recorded that about 10 years ago. And it was written by, I think it was written by a guy named Slim Whitman. Remember him?
Yeah.
I'm not sure he wrote it, but he sang it. In fact, he really sang it. I got to do this Asheville Turnaround first. Now, a good friend of ours lived in Nashville, Tennessee. And we lived there because we played, we're members of the Grand Ole Opry, you know. And we're usually playing the Grand Ole Opry unless we're in places like Utah, you know, like tonight. We can't be there tonight. They have a Friday night show and a Saturday night show and a Tuesday night show. So a lot of times the only time we can play it is on a Tuesday night, you know. Now, how did I get this story started? Oh, yeah, a friend of ours, he's a singer down there in Nashville, you know. He wrote this song. And he had a long-distance love affair. He had to drive every weekend 304.5 miles. He kept it down over from Nashville to Asheville, North Carolina, across the mountains there, you know, to see this girlfriend. She was worth it. I don't know if he married her, but she was worth it because he wrote this song about her, the Asheville Turnaround.